This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. A major shipping group says there is still interest from ship owners in carrying Ukrainian grain through the Black Sea if they can mitigate the risk. And that's a big if. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
This week, Russia has attacked Ukrainian ports key to sending grain to the world and declared three swaths of the Black Sea dangerous for shipping. An official from the International Chamber of Shipping says the industry has been very resilient in the face of these sort of risks. Continued shipments will depend on vessels getting insurance and how the safety risks play out, including whether the threats are serious. A group for international marine insurers said it is unlikely that underwriters will want to cover that risk. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
And some other headlines from around the world today. A U.S. judge orders former U.S. President Donald Trump's trial for mishandling top-secret documents to begin in May of next year. That will be at the height of what is expected to be a bitter and divisive presidential election campaign in which he is running. The group of seven nations, the European Union, and three other countries are urging China to expel oil tankers from its waters that appear to be taking fuel to North Korea in defiance of UN sanctions. That's according to a letter seen by AFP. And North Korea fired several cruise missiles into the Yellow Sea between China and the Korean Peninsula. That's what South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff is saying. Greece is facing its hottest July weekend in 50 years, with temperatures forecast to soar above 40 degrees Celsius, while a record-breaking heat wave stretching across the southern United States is expected to expand in the coming days. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to Tonga, New Zealand, and Australia next week. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain reports.
Having just returned from an ASEAN meeting in Jakarta, Indonesia last week, he is heading Monday to Tonga and then later to Australia and New Zealand. Blinken is the first U.S. Secretary of State to visit Tonga and will dedicate the brand new U.S. embassy in the capital, Nuku'alofa. When asked if the visit is to counter China's presence in the Pacific, Blinken had this to say Friday at the Aspen Security Forum in Colorado.
Well, it also has a lot to do with the relationships we're trying to build with these countries that have in the past been a little bit neglected.
China has a large embassy in Tonga and has been pouring money into infrastructure there and on other Pacific islands. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
The World Health Organization reports half the world's population is at risk of dengue, with close to 3 million cases already reported this year from the regions of the Americas, Europe, and Africa. WHO warns that Asia, which represents around 70% of the global disease burden, may experience severe outbreaks of this mosquito-borne disease as the monsoon season is about to begin. More from VOA's Lisa Schlein.
The UN Health Agency reports dengue, which is spread by the Aedes species of mosquito, has grown dramatically worldwide in recent decades. It warns that about half of the world's population is now at risk of dengue. WHO is trying to alert governments of the need to take preventive measures to control the spread of the disease. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And in other news, football or soccer's Lionel Messi makes a Hollywood start to his American adventure, scoring a last-second winner with a curling free kick in his debut game for Inter Miami. Around 2,000 penguins have washed up on the coast of eastern Uruguay in the last 10 days, and the cause, which does not appear to be avian influenza, remains a mystery, according to authorities. Tony Bennett was the last in a generation of classic American crooners whose cheery spirit bridged generations to make him a hitmaker across seven decades. He died in New York at the age of 96. And the United States launches their bid for an unprecedented third consecutive Women's World Cup crown with a 3-0 win over Vietnam. I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.